as the guys begin to take their seats, we'll start with you, Jeff. What does this special tribute paint game mean?
Yeah, well, obviously a lot of memories for me with Sam and going back to the first time that I drove that rainbow paint scheme in October of or maybe it's November 92 at Atlanta, and then, of course, my rookie season, 93. So, you know, it certainly changed my life forever as a race car driver and coming to Hendrick Motorsports and having a paint scheme that now, looking back on it, was so iconic. You know, I now get to meet a lot of fans or sort of get into these conversations with longtime fans where they say, I became a fan because of this paint scheme. You know, I came to the racetrack, my parents brought me to the track, and I saw the brightest car out there, and I said, I want to pick, you know, I want to pull for that driver, who's that? And so, obviously, also, as Sam mentioned in the video, there's a certain magic that Sam Bass brings to your race car when he designs it. We heard that with Bobby Allison, and I would certainly say that was the case for me, too, because not just the rainbow paint scheme, but other paint schemes that he did. We had some great success on the track. So William ought to feel pretty good about that, knowing what that's going to do for him at Darlington.
Well, let's go to William. Obviously, a throwback paint scheme, and obviously meant a lot to Jeff. What does it mean to you?
It obviously means a lot. It's really special to have that paint scheme, and really, like Jeff was saying, the Sam Bass's touch on the car has been incredible. Just to see the flames this year and be able to drive that car is always special, and this is going to be even more special. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can bring it good success at Darlington. It obviously looks amazing, and great job to him. And obviously, as growing up as a kid, watching Jeff in that car, there's a lot of memories there and some similarities in our age and how we started. So hopefully I can carry that on.
Great. And Sam, the weather is broken. I think I may have seen a rainbow on my way over here.
Yeah.
Obviously, a very famous story, but would you mind indulging us? Tell us the story behind the very first rainbow paint.
Well, you know, Ray Evernham came over to my shop looking for a birthday present for Jeff, and he picked out a print, and he was getting ready to leave, and he wanted to pay me for it, and I said, no, I don't want your money. I want you to give me a shot to design the race car for Jeff Gordon. And I didn't really think he would do it, but he called me back in a couple weeks and said, hey, you got a shot. And so I worked on three designs. I had two of them done the day it was due, and on my way driving to work, I kept thinking in my mind that DuPont had said they wanted a rainbow of color. They wanted the car to show that they could produce a rainbow of color. And I went back to the shop and started working on something, and I knew when I got it done, if they would paint it that way, it would definitely be different. And I thought the guys in the body shop were going to kill me when they saw it because they knew how difficult it was going to be to paint. But to their credit, they did it, and they were so proud of it. And I've been so proud to have a 26-year relationship with Exalta, and they do everything I've ever asked them to do, and it's just an amazing relationship that I can't say enough. And to get the chance to work with Jeff for 23 years, and now to extend that relationship with William, I mean, I feel very blessed.
Wonderful relationship, and you've had a wonderful relationship with our sport.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll open it up to questions from the media. Please state your name and affiliation. We have some fast bikes. We'll start over here on the left.
James Jackson, the Racing Experts. Jeff, this question's for you. What's it like for you having drivers honor you in Darlington Throwback Weekend?
Yeah, it's cool. I love that. I mean, I love that weekend. That whole, you know, I think what Darlington has done there is just incredible. And so I know as a race fan, I get really excited to see what is going to come out of the garage, and it brings back the history of the sport. So, you know, I've moved on from driving, and I love the fact that I've had a role in the history. of the sport. So I think Williams did an amazing job, you know, representing the 24 car. And I think that, you know, to see a young, up-and-coming future star of our sport get behind the wheel of that rainbow paint scheme brings back a lot of memories for me. And I'm really proud of what I accomplished in the car, but I'm proud of what he's going to accomplish in it also.
William, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think obviously Jeff's got a huge history in the sport, and to follow that and be able to, I guess, kind of carry his legacy on, hopefully, and have success with it is my goal, and that's kind of my plan, and it's a lot of fun to have a chance to do that.
Other questions here? Start with Kenny, go to Jenna. She's just waving at me. Okay, she can go later. Okay, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny Bruce. Sam, I don't know if I've ever heard you tell this story before, but what were the two paint schemes that didn't make it?
Well, you know, one of them looked like the car was running through paint and it splashed back on the car. And the other one was just kind of, it didn't really have the rainbow graphics, but it had the fluorescence on it. But hands down, I knew the minute that I did that third one that was going to be the one. And I think they had 43 drawings that they looked at, and they chose that one from them. So it was pretty cool.
Right behind, Jenna.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I guess for Jeff, looking at where William's at in his career and kind of the similar age to where you were when you first piloted the car, do you see some parallels now with where he's coming into the Cup Series to when you came into the Cup Series back in 92, 93?
No. Let's see. He has an Xfinity championship. I didn't have that. I wrecked a lot more cars at this stage in my rookie year than he has. So, you know, I've been so impressed. It's even more so knowing his background. You know, knowing that he didn't start racing until, you know, in his teens and, you know, doing it on a simulator and then, you know, legend cars and the way he's done it and the speed in which he's accomplished that. And when you watch him, he looks like a veteran driver with the moves that he makes and when, especially when he's racing against other veteran drivers. So so I say that, you know, obviously joking, because I don't think that I was as poised or as mature at, you know, when I was his age in accomplishing. Things picked up for me in 94, mainly 95. So, you know, I think if he can, you know, continues to grow at the pace he's going, it's going to be pretty special to watch.
Go over to the right with Daniel.
Daniel McFadden with NBC Sports. This is for Sam and Jeff. At what point back in the mid-90s, when you were getting started, did you begin to understand or grasp the traction that paint scheme was getting with a fan base? And when did you begin to really understand just the long-term significance for that this paint scheme for the sport and for fans?
Well, the only thing I'll comment on is, you know, yeah, I think you really go a little bit in 94, but you really go to 95 when you had this bright-colored rainbow paint scheme going against a black number three car. And if you think of the contrast there, right, the driver, obviously quite a contrast in the drivers, not just their age, but personality and fan bases. Then you go to the contrast of the paint schemes themselves and maybe even driving styles. And we all know what that did for the history of the sport, especially through the 90s of building quite a rivalry and building up the fan base. And so, you know, when I think of what this meant to fans and to the sport, that's the first thing that comes to mind for me.
The kids just seem to love the paint scheme and the youth attraction of Jeff that you had when in the sport at that time. It's just like everybody just gravitated towards that car and driver. And then with the success that you had, it just compounded. And it really made me very proud to have something that became such an icon in the sport. And it was so radically different whenever it came into the sport. And like I said, I owe a lot of that to the guys at the shop that maintain that car week in and week out by painting it and going through the complexities of it to get it out there and make it look that good all the time, so consistent. And then with all your wins, it certainly helped it.
We'll go to Fox and then over in the middle.
Chuck Howard, Fox 46, question for William and Jeff. I've got nothing for you, Sam, at this time. William, the first question for you is, with the new rules package, you experienced it at the Brickyard last year, came away with the victory. A, have the guys been picking your brain about what you experienced there last year with it, and what do you like about it? And then, Jeff, if you could follow up, please, how weird do you think it is to see these cars on a one-and-a-half-mile track with restrictor plates?
Yeah, I think it's a different style of racing, obviously, but I feel like as a driver, you just try to go out there with whatever rules package there is and try to succeed. So really for me last year, that was the goal, and I'm glad that I got a little bit of a head start on it to know what it's going to be like tomorrow. But it's going to be short runs tomorrow, so the biggest thing is going to be the restarts and how you get through those. And I feel like our car, we've got one lap on it, so I'm not really sure what it's going to do. But I feel like tomorrow, hopefully, we can just look back on some notes from last year and have success with that. But honestly, the goal tomorrow is to get in the All-Star race, and if we can do that, it'd be a big success.
Yeah, I go back to Indianapolis last year with the Xfinity race, and we've seen where that track, it's really difficult for these types of cars to pass, even though you have those long straightaways. It's hard to get that run. So I saw where that really enhanced the racing there, and so I was excited about it then and was hoping that, there'd be a way for NASCAR on the cup level to incorporate it into, say, maybe an Indy or a Pocono or maybe even a Michigan or Fontana Auto Club. But I think this is a perfect opportunity to try it at a mile and a half. We've seen where, passing and track positions become, so key at the mile and a half. It's not all of them. I love the racing that we had at Kansas last week. We had an older surface and they were up on the fence and down, on the bottom. And I thought we saw some excellent racing. But here, we've seen where track position's really been important. And we saw, last year, credit to Martin Truex Jr., phenomenal run. But, he dominated and it was hard to pass him. I think it's an excellent opportunity. This is an all-star race. It's an exhibition race. There's a lot on the line, $1 million. But it's also an opportunity to do something unique and different. And I applaud NASCAR, I applaud Marcus Smith and his group for trying it here, and the drivers for embracing it. They seem to be very positive of, hey, let's give this a try. Let's see how it works. And I know we haven't seen enough laps, so let's hopefully see some more laps here today. And the race is certainly going to be an interesting, exciting one.
We've got a Mike, Phil, and then we'll end with Janet.
Mike Solarte, Spectrum News. A question for Jeff. Jeff, when you first climbed into this car, did you ever possibly think in a million years that it would be a retro-themed car that would be honored, that would be honoring your time in the sport and your accomplishment?
No, not until we talked about bringing it back, something like this a few years ago. But no, of course not. I was just a young kid that was anxious to get out there and show what I could do, and excited about the opportunity to be at Hendrick Motorsports, and hoped that I would be able to do my part and go on and win a race, let alone 93 of them. So I certainly never looked far enough ahead that I would ever thought that we were creating something that would be a part of NASCAR history or a throwback to the history at Darlington with a 20-year-old kid behind the wheel that wasn't me.
Go to Phil.
Hey, this question is for William. Phil Orban from Channel 9 here in Charlotte. I feel like we ask you this every 6 months or so because you just keep going and going. But 2 years ago, you came here for the trucks race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That was a special moment for you. Now, 2 years later, you're going to be racing again in the All-Star race. What what are your emotions like now with this rise that you've had in front of the, you know, at your hometown track? What are you feeling right now?
Well, I think it's always special coming here. Obviously for me, you know, a lot of the drivers live in this area, but I grew up here, and this is the race that I would go to as a kid and sit up there, you know, just past the start finish line and watch as a kid. So this is a special place for me. Obviously, I want to get in the All-Star race and have a chance to win $1 million. But I think that, you know, for me, coming here every time, it feels like home. And it's just a fun racetrack to come to. Obviously, now I'm in the Cup Series and in the Cup car and a chance to race the next couple weeks. So that stuff is all exciting. And it's as a 20-year-old kid, you wouldn't dream of that, you know, at probably 15 or 16 years old. So it's happened quickly, and I'm excited for it.
We'll close with Jenna.
Jeff, the Hall of Fame votes next week. I don't know if you've given any thought to it. I presume you're going to be elected. I know you're a crier. What are you?
You know me well, Jenna.
What are your thoughts leading into next week?
You know, on one hand, I'm excited. On the other hand, I'm like too young to go into a Hall of Fame or have a throwback. You know, paint scheme. I don't. I'm really just kind of waiting until next week. I'm trying not to think too much about it. But I've gone to the Hall of Fame for the inductions many times and seen some great speeches and you know, legends in our sport. And so, you know, whenever that day comes, it's a huge honor. And I'm thankful that, you know, timing's definitely been on my side with motorsports. And you know, 10 or 15 years ago, the Hall of Fame was not what it is today, and it's pretty special. I mean, it's the hall and the museum and all that that goes on, but that ceremony now, you know, what it means to be in the Hall of Fame is on a whole other level than it's ever been. So whenever that day comes, I'll be very proud. And there are definitely, maybe not next week if it happens, but I'm going to have to get ready for next January or the January after that or the January after that, whenever that day comes.
Thank you, gentlemen, and congratulations to our friends at Exalta, and we're looking forward to seeing that good-looking car on the track in Darlington.